Good afternoon. Welcome to International Service. Today is the day of Pentecost, which is the day, the birthday of the church. About 2,000 years ago, the Holy Spirit came down and the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit and they were changed and the church was born. The sermon related to the Pentecost day, probably Pastor Chris will preach next week. He'll translate my sermon, basically. So today I preach from the James. This is the last portion, last section of the letter of the Epistle of James. This is the last time of my series, Patience and Prayer. Can you read? This letter is kind of small, but can you read? Even the back seats? Okay. Today I'd like to do some Bible study type preaching. So you have to read. So let's read the whole portion, and after that I will ask you some questions. Okay? it's not a school or quiz or something, you know. I don't make any grade. Okay? Let's read. Be patient, then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. Let your yes be yes and your no, no, or you will be condemned. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the lands of 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Okay. My question is, is there any words which used a couple times? Are there any particular words which used in different area but the same word? Are there any words you can find? Of course, or the, not if or he or she. Is there any word?
Prayer.
Prayer, yeah, prayer, yes.
Patience,
yes. Amen. The grade A is the first level, yeah. Yes.
Judge,
yes. Any other?
Brothers.
Brothers. The hint on the second line and the last line. Yes, crop. Yeah. And rain, I said, and rain. Line three, rains, and most of the last part, rain. Right? Okay, I'll give you the answers. Crop, rains, in the name of the Lord, and in the name of the Lord. Each other, and each other. This is not the coincidence. James, the writer of this letter, used a particular structure on this section, which is called chiasm, or chiasm, or chiastic structure, which is a Hebrew writing structure, especially in poems, but the other writings like this. Chi is X in alphabet. So chiastic structure is such as X structure. That is A section and B section and C section and something in between. And next one is not A dash, is C dash, and B dash, and A dash, which is the first part related to the end part. The second part related to the second last part. The third part related to the third last part. Yeah. You can find this structure, a lot of them in the Bible, especially in Psalms. And this is the this structure is used. Something is very important, or something you have to be memorize. Or and this is the you know. The James wrote the letter, and this is the last part of his literature, his letter. So he used this structure, the last part of his letter, to something he wants to say. In this structure, which part is the most important? What do you think? A, B, C, or C, B, A? Which part is very important? Pardon? Center, yes. Oh, center part is the most important part. Yes. I read a lot of commentaries on this part, but I could not find any commentaries to say this structure. So maybe I'm the first one on this earth to find this chiastic structure on this section. Maybe I can present the some. No, forget it. But I was very excited when I'm preparing the sermon. I read through You know, when I make the sermon, I read through many times. And I read it and read it. I found the crap. You know, crap is not the word so frequently in the Bible. I found in the verse 7. And I found the crap, the verse 18. Wow. Why James use crap verse 7 and verse 18? And when I'm reading, I found rains. And I find rains on the verse 17 and 18. Crap, crap, rain, rain. Mm-hmm. What's next? I missed it. Each other. Each other on the verse 9 and each other on the 16. Each other, each other. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. This is the chiastic structure. When you read the Bible next time, be careful. Maybe the chiastic structure. Yeah. This is the structure, you know, especially the Jews use to something important. To show something important, you know, put it in the middle of the section. So I read down in the different way. Left block is the A, B, C. Be patient, then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See, the farmer waits for the land to yield. And right section is about the prayer. You see, the verse 17, 18, and 16, and 14, and 15. You know, the reverse. But the crops, crop comes and crop and rain, and each other, in the name of the Lord, and in the name of the Lord. Also, in the content, verse 11 said, you have heard Job's perseverance and have seen what Lord finally brought about. Verse 15 said, offer in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. You know, this is almost the same content. Job and his sick person, right? So all these, you know, when you read through, you cannot find out. But if you read it meticulously, you can tell all these words are related. And the center part is in the yellow section. Above all, my brothers, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth, blah, 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 blah. But in this section, in this context, James said two important teaching, which is patience and prayer. These two theme are the main theme of the letter of James. He said about patience and prayer, and many times, which I preached last year and a half. Maybe you forget everything, you know, once a month or once in 2 months. But this is, you know, the kind of summary, the whole summary of this letter. The James want to want the Christian know the two important things, patience and prayer. And patience, about patience, essence of patience. What is patience? Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop. If the farmer wants to have a valuable crop, they have to wait. They have to be patient. Even if he comes to the field every day and every morning he pour the water every three times a day, the plant will grow? No, maybe die. Too much water, right? Yeah. For the farmers, all they need is patience. Just patience. Just wait. How patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. And rain comes autumn and spring. This is Israel's weather. They have two rainy seasons. They don't have any kind of sprinkler things. They have to wait for the rain from the heaven. But God gives them two times a year. So wait, be patient, and stand firm, because the Lord is coming near. Like the farmers, we have to be patient. Yes, God is coming. This is true. But we have to be patient until really Jesus comes on this earth. An execution of patience, don't grumble against each other. If you are patient, you do not grumble against each other. Don't grumble it. 文句を言う in Japanese. No. Oh, I don't like this. I don't want to like this. Oh, he's not good and she's not good. My boss is like this, you know, all the kind of grumbling. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. Well, I'm just grumbling. Will I be judged? Yes. Grumbling is you know, we feel just grumbling. It's just something bad. But God is listening every single word which comes from our mouth. And he will judge what I said, what we said. Judge is standing at the door. When you open, judge is right there. Judge is right there when you open the door. So if you are patient, you know, we have to quiet. We have to be quiet. We don't say anything bad from our bars. The example of patience is Job. Rather, as an example of patience, in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Of course, prophets. As you know, we consider blessed those who have preserved. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought him about. Job was patient. Of course, he said something wrong to God, but he did not commit the sin. You know, that's why he got rewarded. Finally, he got the double blessing, right? And also, James wants to stress the importance of prayer. Essence of prayer. If any one of you is sick, he would call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Amen. If any one of you are sick, call the elders. Call the pastors. Use Facebook for now. Maybe I should make the oil stump on Facebook. Not good? But of course, the meaning of oil is the symbol of Holy Spirit. And also oil is a medicine too, you know. Got to be treated well and also ask for the help of Holy Spirit. But the prayer works. And confess an execution of prayer. Therefore confess your sins each other and pray for each other. Confess your sins each other. Wow, it's a tough part. Oh, I cannot confess my old sins to my brothers and sisters. I want to hide it. It's not an obligation, you know, like the Catholic Church. If you have confession room and confess the Father, you know, when I introduce myself to the Japanese, I'm a pastor, and the most of Japanese ask me, "So, do you hear the confession?" Because they watch the movie, you know, so all the pastors are listening to the confession. I said, yes. And yeah, I told a lie. If you have a sin, come to my church and confess your sin. And they say, no. I said, I'm just teasing. We don't have any confessing room. But if you... you know, struggle with your sins. Find your close friend and confess your sin and ask him or her to pray. This is the best way. The best way. The Bible said, "For each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of righteous men is powerful and effective." Wow, say amen. The prayer of righteous men is powerful and effective. Looking for a righteous man. Where is the righteous man? There are many righteous men in this church. Yeah. Because we are saved. Yeah? We're not good, but we're righteous because we are saved, our sins are forgiven by the blood of Jesus Christ, right? Yeah. Yeah. You're a righteous man and righteous woman. Not my job. His job. Yeah. He cleansed me. He declared, "You're righteous." Yeah, you will experience that, you know, in your Christian life. Sometimes you cannot pray by yourself, but your friends could pray for you. Right? Do you have kind of experience? Yeah. That's why we are church. That's why we are related. That's why we are, serve together. We pray together. Example prayer is Elijah. Wow, Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Wow, it's a long. And he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. The corn crops comes. Ah, yeah, Elijah was a man just like us. Do you think so? You can say amen? Yeah. I cannot say amen. Oh, Lord, Elijah is different. Yeah, he's the prophet. He wore the camel and, you know, he fought against the bad prophets, 400 bad prophets. You know. But James said, yeah, no. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain and did not rain in the land for 3.5 years. Lord, we'll have outfield service this coming Sunday. Please stop rain on 22nd. Maybe this is the only prayer I could pray for the weather. But God is listening our prayer. God is the same. The one who works for the prayer is the same. Of course, we are different. Like we are not like Elijah, except the same human beings. But God is the same. But the same one is listening on prayer, and same one works for the prayer. Amen. Yeah. If it's God's will, He stopped raining. If it's God's will, He pour the water, fire, anything. So these two teachings, patience and prayer, two important teachings of this letter. And what is old section? What is important? This yellow one. Above all, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth, by anything else. Let your yes be yes and your no, no, or you will be condemned. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. The verse 12, do not swear. There are many teaching about swear in the New Testament and the Old Testament too. Probably the people in the New Testament, they love swearing. They made oath a lot. Yeah. That's why even Jesus said, you should not make oath. You should not swear. And Paul said too. And James said, do not swear. Because you do not know about tomorrow. Because you do not know what happens next year, next week. You cannot make your life longer one day. How come you swear? Do not swear. Let your yes be yes. No be no. Which means be simple. Be simple. If you can say yes, yes. If you can say no, no. If you cannot do it, you say no. If you can do it, yes. If you agree, yes. If you do not agree, no. Be simple. And is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Let him sing, and if anyone happy, let him sing songs and praise. Only two things in my life, prayer or praise. Prayer or praise. Be simple, be sincere. Be simple. Yeah. Do not grumbling, do not thinking, do not worry. If you have something in your mind, if you have some thinking in trouble, pray. Just pray. Say to God. Pray to God. And if you're happy, let's sing. Sing praise. Praise God. Thank you, God. You're good, God. That's why I'm happy. So this is the conclusion of this section, the conclusion of the letter of James. James said, be simple, be sincere. Of course, the patience and prayer, important, but this chiastic structure, again, In the middle section is the yellow part. Okay, anyone? Is anyone here in trouble? Trouble? Okay, prayer. Is anyone unhappy? Praise. That's it. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Be simple. Yeah. Because our God is good. Because our God is alive. You know, don't think too much. Don't, you know, this is, I think for Japanese especially, you know, think too much. Yeah. I like Americans sometimes, you know. Americans are very simple. Yeah. Yeah. Very, you know, practical. Of course, some Americans very think thoroughly and deep. But basically, very simple. We Japanese, we do not do anything, but just thinking. You know, just thinking and say to the friend, you know, grumbling and murmurs and all things. You know. Stop. Be simple. If you're in trouble, pray. If your troubles are gone, be happy. Praise. Pray and praise. Amen? Okay, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the teaching of James, the brother of Jesus. Jesus is coming today or tomorrow. We don't know, but it's very close. Until then, help us be patient. And also, thank you that we can pray for you. Thank you that we can pray anything to you. And also, when we cannot pray, we have prayer friends, elders. Thank you so much, Lord. However, we, the Christians, like the James said, if we are in trouble, we pray, and if we are happy, praise, Lord. Lord, make us be simple and be sincere to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.